As thou tookest thine first steps upon thy newfound foreign land, thou foundest thyself tasked with a most peculiar charge. A knight of crestfallen descent spoketh. Ring the bells, he said unto thee. Thou settest forth without a moment's rest, for it was not thy place to ponder thine purpose, nor thine grand design. Thou wert eager to begin thine travels, and so thou climbed. Thou climbed to the very top of the undead parish. Thou slayed the Taurus demon. Thou traipsed through sewage, and conquered the black knights of Gwyn's old legion. And when thou foundest thyself locked in a battle with not one, but two fearsome beasts atop the chapel crown, thou prove thyself a warrior, and banish the fiends to oblivion with thy shining sword. And the first bell tolled. Henceforth, thou madest a most precipitous descent. A gate to the depths was defended by a most insidious creature, the Capra demon, flanked by hounds and fleet of foot. But it was no match for thine brave resolve, nor the gaping dragon, nor the fiends of Blighttown. None could stand betwixt thee and thine journey's end. None, that is, save for one.
Who dares intrude upon my domain? A precious new sacrifice. Come to die like the rest of them, have you? Welcome, bringer of meat. You should know, the children of chaos do not take kindly to intruders such as yourself. And rest assured, my children are hungry. Forbidden be these parts. Ugh, they have accepted their banished fate. Have you accepted such providence? I thought not. It's in your nature to persevere, to hold out hope, even in the face of certain death. Listen close, feeble undead. I know not what you've come for, why you trespass Quelaag's domain. But know this, I have sacred duty as the matriarch of this realm to protect my kin at all costs. If you seek to harm or even defy us, I promise you, I will show no mercy. Do my words fall on deaf ears? I will cleave your limbs from your frame. Go on, test me. But do not cry out for mercy when you're reduced to a wriggling stump. Oh, I dare say. I will enjoy eating your cock and tossing what's left to the burning hordes below. The children of chaos will feast on your charred ashes, and I will... Oh. Oh, I see. Then you only wish to ring the bell of awakening. Oh, why didn't you say so earlier? And to think I was going to dismember you. You really ought to speak up sooner, especially when in the presence of a primeval beast like me. Because, well, I'm liable to eat you otherwise. But, back to the task at hand. Yes, I'd be willing to allow you to ring the bell. Truthfully, the old rusted thing hasn't tolled in years. Though, in fairness, that's probably because of my tendency to eat everything that comes through here. Oh, don't give me that look. You try hauling this oversized spider carcass around all day and night. My appetite is unlike anything you could imagine. And my libido is not far off. Sorry, what was I saying? Ah, yes, the bell. Well, as easy as it would be to just let you ring it, I must say I'm not the type to give things away without exacting a pound of flesh. No, not a literal pound of flesh. What I mean is, well, I wish for something in return. A bargain, so to speak. Would that be agreeable to you?
If thou findest her proposal trustworthy, thou should find Chapter 2 persuasible. If thou findest cause for trepidation, go forth to Chapter 3.